So dinner was pretty shit last night.
Italian place? I thought it was pretty good.
You did?
Yeah.
I mean, it was fine.
I loved it.
You loved it?
Right. Yeah.
You loved the service?
The service was fine.
You loved the prices?
I mean, it wasn't like a fine dining experience.
But it was like almost fine dining prices.
It's just the world we live in now.
Right.
That's
like
true.
We're post-COVID, like, you know, like we're past, like, you're like my mom expecting...
nickel hot dogs.
Service to be... No, not,
oh,
not
service?
The price. Yeah. No, the price... the price is the price, and okay, yes, that's right. Like a post-COVID thing.
So that's not just on them, but also they could be the one who turns around the price gouging.
But also there isn't, it's not price gouging. You don't know what this restaurant's going through. We own a small freaking fast casual restaurant.
And we
didn't
fucking jack up our prices.
Yeah, and we're going out of business.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
We're heroes.
We're heroes. Like, I put my money where my mouth is.
But Max is wrong.
Okay, but what are you saying about the service, though? What does the service have to do with anything?
Like, it's just a...
Nobody wants to work anymore.
That's
absolutely not true.
Right, well, what, you were talking shit on the service?
Yeah, but the guy was an asshole, you know.
And he was an asshole. He took forever, and he was not... Like, he sucked at his job, and he was a
dick. He was doing the stupid, like, Italian pronunciations for words when, like, the guy clearly grew up in America.
Right. Yeah,
you don't like mozzarella.
That. You don't like
mozzarella. I don't like when people do the hard moots thing.
Regat.
I don't like that.
That's like an American thing.
I don't like when people do that.
It's too Italian.
TV always does that.
What's the...
But what do you mean the service, though?
Wait, gabagool, you know, like in The Sopranos, he would say gabagool?
Yeah.
Like, that was...
Capicola.
Right, yeah, capicola is gabagool.
Right, it's like the
American... That's an Italian-American thing, though.
Sicilian, specifically. Because in the Sicilian dialect, they don't have, like, a C sound, they do a G.
But in Sicily, you think they're saying gabagool?
No, it's like...
No, it's like an American gabagola,
they call it there.
Gabagola.
Yeah, because they don't have a C sound, they have a G in their dialect.
Why do you know so
is it similar to like the Taylor
dialect?
Ham?
There's
what do they call it here?
I did a lot of research on why Pork Max
roll?
Is wrong
Pork
about this
roll.
Restaurant.
I mean, they just
That's
don't
why
have.
I know this.
Wait, what?
I did a lot of research about why Max is wrong about this restaurant. That's why I know that much about Sicily. Okay.
Right. Wait, explain this service thing to me though, because I have no idea what you're freaking
you,
cracking
we just
talking
can't,
about.
We don't live in a world where
you should
like
get good service at expensive restaurants anymore.
It wasn't.
Wasn't cheap.
Right. But...
It was cheap?
Know. There's something... No.
Okay.
But there's something about...
Corona that made it acceptable for us to get shitty service.
A little bit.
And expected to be tipped more than ever.
A little bit.
That...
Like, people are working... Like, this isn't, you know... These aren't career service workers. I mean, it might be the only
they're
job
like
they have
in their
whole lives.
They're like IT guys at a job.
No, but... I don't know.
They're like actors out of work.
Like we're supposed to expect them to care about.
I mean, I get paid nothing and get insane customers to come in here, and I do my best to be polite to them until I explode on them.
Right. I mean, we probably got there like
look. I get
exploding.
Obviously, it's a shitty job. Obviously, any job is shitty. Obviously, nobody gets paid enough, including these waiters.
Right.
But like
servers.
I mean. Doesn't the, at the very least, doesn't the monster who owns that restaurant want his, shouldn't he be on top of his employees?
Of course.
But then he's not.
It's hard to find.
And as a business owner, I would want, this is what I did to that Wendy's on Whaley. I called the owner and I was like.
No, you didn't.
I was like, fellow owner to owner, your employees are terrible at their job. And
you called the Wendy's franchisee.
And it has on the window.
Seriously?
It's like plain and it's written in with Sharpie. So it's like definitely real. The guy's name is like an Indian dude or
right.
I think Indian.
Right.
And a 203 cell phone number.
Yeah.
And I was like, owner and owner, your employees suck. And I personally will not be returning until something greatly changes here.
But is your concern like rudeness? I mean, I think that's like your priority.
I could have a waiter spit on me as long as he wasn't forgetting to put like my order in or like checked up more than the first 5 minutes I sit down if I need a refill on my drink.
Right.
And like it takes a sweet time, like getting the bill.
Josh, do you think you're good at your job?
I mean, I don't really give a crap if I'm good at my job or not. Nobody wants to work. This is not a career for me.
Do you read the newspaper? Or you just read the articles in Playboy?
Nobody. I mean, this is a sinking ship. I mean, do I need to be a good, like, navigator?
The thing is, I didn't want to work before it was cool, you know? And you don't see me working doing anything.
Wait, this is your career. What's your career?
You know, still trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
If he's dressing for the job he wants, not the job he has, what job do you think he wants?
Right. Let's hear it.
Like a racist boogeyman or...
That is what I'm going for.
Or like a, you want to replace the crash test dummies?
Remember the crash test dummies toys?
Yeah, how did they get away with it? They killed it.
Right, those were so good.
How
do we get them?
Was
to bring
that a
it
car
back?
Company behind that?
Like, should we bring it back? Should that be our career?
They're like,
wait, I don't really know.
You
don't,
you know, like crash test dummies? They put in cars and they crash into a wall and then the dummies like.
Yeah, I can.
There was a lot of
like
toys.
A human body. They made a cartoon and action figures out of that.
Yeah.
Right.
It was crazy.
And you liked the action figures.
Yeah, because you could crash them.
I like this. What job is Josh dressing for?
Right. If only we got those cameras working, the fans could chime in on that. Right.
Like, honestly, I think if we our meal ticket out of the hood is posing Josh as like a. The next upcoming artist.
Oh.
And he just acts like himself, and all the richos will be like, oh my God, this guy's the real deal.
This guy's so autistic.
We haven't seen a great artist.
This
like
is the plot of It's
like, we don't
Sunny
even tell
episode.
Josh what's going on. And so people keep on coming up to him and like, oh my, where'd you get your inspiration from? And he's like, I play a lot of Pokemon. And they're like, oh my God, he's so honest. So
you know,
refreshing.
In London town, autist and autist are the one and the same.
It's like in Boston, the cockies and the cockies are the same thing.
An autist.
I have no idea what either you were talking about.
In Jamaica.
He's an autist.
In Jamaica and Australia, a beer can's a beer can.
That's England and Jamaica. Bacon.
Like, Bacon. As bad as he is now, imagine him when he's not being recorded. At the restaurant last night, you were being a piece of shit. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm right. I'm cutting you out. That place sucked.
It was not a bad place. You're just like very critical of service workers. You think you're above them because you're a business owner.
I think I was above our waiter last night, and I hope he dies. What, you love him so much? If that guy got fired because of the anonymous complaint I put in, you would let him live in your house?
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Like, the way you just escalate things. Like,
you know what I like to do?
What?
I don't tip the server. I tip the hiring manager because he's the one. Like, I'm like, you're doing a good job.
Right. He's the one getting
you brought in good employees. Here's your tip.
So you tip the guy who isn't living off of tips, the guy who could afford his rent and groceries without tips.
How do you know what his story is? Huh?
I checked.
Yeah, you fucking prole.
Prole?
That's like proletariat.
Yeah.
You're more of a plebe, though.
More of a
That's
reeb,
a great
though.
Show.
Such a fucking... All right, well...
Well, you guys were fucking assholes.
We'll never go back to the restaurant again.
Oh, okay, good. And...
Well, I'm gonna... We'll never go back together. I thought it was great.
No.
Right, Sammy,
you know,
I'm gonna go
patronize that fucking
restaurant.
I'm gonna
fucking kill
and
you.
Tip that guy out like you've never fucking
you
seen.
You don't think you were being retarded last night, though?
Why would you say that?
I just think you're gonna look back on that dinner and feel really embarrassed.
I don't like when you tell me. I'm gonna look back. I don't know.
We got to fight. Huh? You don't think you were being retarded last night? Because everyone else did.
Fuck you.
I almost walked because you were being stupid.
It's enough. I can't.
You can't what?
I just don't.
That place sucked. You suck.
What the fuck?
We go out to dinner with Josh once a year. We take him to the shittiest place in New Haven.
Right.
And you're a fucking dumb asshole.
You guys do have a track record of taking me places with shitty service.
Like what?
Barcelona,
where it took
half
a day for them to make like a very small piece of chicken.
So good though.
It was really good, but it's not worth the wait.
You're a piece of shit, Sammy. Fuck you. You were being an idiot last night.
Why can't we all just get along?
I mean, is there anything we can agree on?
Well, I guess there's one thing we could agree on.
Well, that's a spicy meatball!
DB's dead? What?
He's not feeling well.
Oh, he's alive.
He's alive.
For now.
He's got a big migraine.
Just not feeling like himself, as he would say.
Yeah.
Oh, I was supposed to do the intro. Hold it.
What intro?
Bum 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 bum. Bad Boys of Wrestling Podcast. Who am I here with today? Easy. Yeah. Can I help you? Next.
It's me, Sammy.
And it's me, Mickey. What's up, guys?
Y'all know me. I'm
cut yourself out. DB's dead? No, he has a migraine.
Right.
Yeah, he's just got a migraine.
And we're here making dick jokes instead of taking care of him? Is that the right thing to do?
Is this our first...
It's what he would have wanted.
Sans. What? Can I?
Your...
Sans. Peter podcast?
Sans DB podcast.
It is. So sad, which he always wanted. Congrats. Have you got what you wanted, DB. You're off the pod.
Nah, he loves the pod.
He loves the pod.
He just doesn't like the people on it.
Right. Which I'd rather have it that way than the opposite way.
Well, I don't know. I don't think he likes the pod.
Right. Oh, he doesn't like the pod or the people on the pod.
Right. I think he wants to do a pod, and he likes that we've kept it up this long. I think he respects that much. But I think he's not a fan of the content.
Like, we want to do an artsy podcast, and he wants to do like a...
He's not even here to defend himself.
There's nothing to defend. We're just...
Oh, I just...
There's nothing to defend. He's a stupid, silly idiot.
I'm about to say some vicious...
Well, that's right. The thing I just said about the silly idiot was obviously a joke. That's why I put silly in it, to make it obvious.
I'm just like... I can just feel myself getting ramped up, and he's not here. So I just...
Speaking of ramped up, maybe not ramped up, but I talked to my dad this morning. I told him about the Gemini news.
You told him about Gemini?
Congratulations, by the way, to myself, I guess.
I just told Zelda. I just told my wife.
Yeah.
And it's like maybe I've mentioned it, and like she sort of...
She didn't know you lost 100K of family money?
Right. I mean, basically. I mean, it's just not something you'd want to talk about. You know, it's like so...
I keep no secrets between me and my wife.
It's not about secrets. It's like I just don't even want to face it myself. Like, in the it's always there in the back of my mind. Anyway, explain the
basically, you know how older people are always like, you can't get rich quick, there are no shortcuts, and you're like, shut up, old timer, I know what I'm doing, I'm smarter than you.
Sure.
And then it turns out 10 out of 10 times they're right. Well, that's what happened with crypto and us. Six times, but also this one was like really the hardest, because it was like greed on top of greed. It was basically like, hey, do you want to make 10x gains plus get interest on that? Too good to be true? Nope, we're actually offering it. Turns out it was too good to be true, and we lost all our money through some sort of reverse Ponzi scheme or something. And then there was like, it was going on for a year and a half, and then emails started going out being like, we're going to try to get your money, but you know,
nobody,
the Illuminati's probably not going to let you get your money back. You know how it is. We're like, yeah, we know how it is, and we know the Illuminati. Like, we don't know who Jay-Z is or something. Right. And then today, Sammy Ford's an email is like, congrats, you win. You're getting all your money back, expected in 2 months.
Yeah.
And immediately I go on Google, because I'm like, this is too good to be true. And when something's too good to be true, it never is. Well, I guess you guys getting to have me in your life, that's an example of... So there's two examples of that. But it's real. We're getting all our money back. I mean, there's still one more step in the way, but I feel like they wouldn't send out this email unless they were confident, because really everyone's so pissed at them that if they then... siphoned us up, just, I mean,
they've just
gassed
been,
us
they've
up
been
to siphon
so
us down.
Cautious for a year and a half, like, with
well
such,
also
like,
at, and then I called you to be like, I can't believe this is real, blah blah blah. I went onto the Reddit verse to see what they have to say, and they're like, basically they're complaining about like, don't think the Winklevosses are heroes, like they wait until the last second And it wasn't even them. It was like the New York
AG
yes. who like made this happen.
No,
like,
for sure. For sure. I mean,
but
not
I don't care.
Think that,
I just want my money back. I don't
of
care.
Of course. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm enough but, hero for all of us, you know?
Right.
Say it, Josh.
Well, it sounds like for the past 6 years, every year in a row, you've been scammed by cryptocurrencies.
No, I've scammed myself several times.
It's also
times.
Been longer than 6 years now that I think about it.
Yeah.
We were buying Bitcoin at 2,200.
Yeah. Well, I got in at 1,800, but...
And Ethereum was $200.
Have you guys made money off of this, or only
yeah.
lost?
It's hard to tell.
It's right. It's hard, it's hard to tell, and, like, I'll give you a tepid, yeah, you know? No, I almost... Certainly?
Certainly I have. I can't speak for you.
Right, right.
Because every dumb move I make, you make like three more.
Right, right. We haven't lost or made any money because we're still in it, you know? Like, that's the whole thing. It's like, stop, you know, I mean, it's a long-term investment.
Right,
like,
you don't lose until you sell.
Right.
Because so even if we're down now on our investment, it
right,
can
yeah,
go
it's like buying a lottery ticket. As long as you don't scratch it, you
no,
never
that's
lose.
Not.
Yeah.
Well,
it is like that.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, it is the same thing.
As long as you don't scratch it, that's really
as long, like that's what Dee says in Always right. Sunny. She's like, "You're not a loser if you don't scratch it," you know.
But
right. Oh, but no. Having said that, also I made some dumb bet yesterday on Robinhood for just like $90 at first.
Yeah.
And before the screen even cleared to be like, "Okay, you paid $90 for this thing," instantly I was up $4. A minute, so like instantly I buy it, I'm up $4. I'm like, right. That's pretty good. 5 minutes later, I'm up $38. I'm like, let's double down. I figured out the stock market. Like, everyone's going to eat good tonight. But tomorrow, no, it's all my money. But I'll take my friends out for one last meal before I fly to Mars with Bezos and Musk. But and then I'm like, oh, now I'm down. I'm like, all right. But now it's even going to make more money. I could buy it cheaper. And I just kept on buying and buying. Basically, long story short, I lost $500.
Jesus.
Didn't stand a chance.
No.
Yeah. But if you guys each give me $100, I'm only down $300, and I could live with that.
Something we could all live with.
But yeah, so allegedly we're getting this money back. Right. I'm quitting my job the second that check clears. I'm rich. And
like, I don't think the Winklevosses are heroes, but I'll definitely go see their band if they come next.
What does that
come
mean?
To town.
They have a band?
Yeah, you know, they play rock and roll music.
They play, oh.
You remember this?
And what,
I think
they
it's like
hire
a cover band or something. Like, they play,
well,
like,
I think a lot of, like, super rich guys, like, they're, like, money
like
guys, but they
Reeves
dreamed
band.
Of being, like, rock stars instead, you
of
know?
Of course.
So they, like, hire, like, Eric Clapton for $1.5 million studio session to, like, come play with them or something like that.
No, but they play shows. The Winklevosses, like, play shows at, like, small clubs and, like, whatever.
That's weird. but good for them.
Yeah. So I'll if they come to Toad's Place in New Haven, shout out to Toad's Place in New Haven.
No. What was I saying? I lost $500 being an idiot. So I told my dad.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, right. That's great news. But he's like, don't forget, like, all the Madoff victims got most of their money back.
What? Is that true?
And I was like, oh, well, that's, like, kind of different. He's like, why? He's like, people got scammed. I'm like, well, we weren't, like, exactly scammed per se. But maybe I don't fully understand. But then I was also telling him, like, you know, those are the people who got hit by Madoff are like the connected ultra wealthy, you know, we're like the peasants, you know, so
well,
like,
that's not quite true either. Cause like Madoff with like the, like people's like pensions were
right. Their whole pensions were put, that's true. But it's yeah. But it was like a huge fucking pension that probably had a monster in charge of it, you
right,
know, like a
right,
connected
that's
person.
True. Oh, that is true. You're right.
So anyone involved was, you know, at least holding hands with a super wealthy person. But whatever.
Right,
I mean,
right, right.
And he's like, nah, it doesn't matter. I'm like, all right, dude. He's like, he thinks the Illuminati doesn't exist. I'm like, right. Do you not know who Jay-Z is? Josh. But, and then he also revealed, he's like, oh, yeah, I don't think your mother told you. And I'm like, told me what? And he's like, oh, like, I almost died last week.
What?
And I'm like, what? No, he didn't say that, but he said, first he thought he was doing like yoga or something, and all of a sudden he would get super lightheaded whenever he would stand up or turn his head, and then it kept on happening.
It's like Mr. Big.
And then, you know, he had diabetes, but he like conquered it or whatever. Yeah. But then he said he's been eating terrible the last few months, and his blood pressure and sugar were super high. And I was like, what are you eating? Because he's always eating like pretty healthy, you know, these days. And he's like, oh, I've been eating like not every night, but like a pint of ice cream in one sitting, which I couldn't imagine him saying. I mean, because I eat like that. But like to me, he's like, you know, leave it to Beaver or something, you know, like such a good kid. Beaver was the good kid, right?
No, I think he was the.
No, but then he had the friend who was the fake nice guy. No, I think Beaver was a good kid. You're thinking Dennis the Menace, who was a menace.
No. But right, okay.
I don't know.
No, I'm thinking of the fake nice guy.
Oh, okay. Eddie Haskell or something
like
that.
Right, that's right. You're right.
These are before my time. Why do I know? Because I know everything. Because I'm the smartest man alive. And he's like, I thought it was a diabetes thing. And he's like, also, like, your mom was out of town when it was happening, so I'm home alone, like, not being able to stand without getting, like, blindly dizzy. And then I started getting nervous because also for the last, like, month or so, I've been getting that a lot where I get, like, slightly lightheaded. Nothing where I can't stand up, where I feel like I'm going to fall over, but there'll be, like, a quick second where, like, I get, like, pretty damn dizzy for just, like, just for a flash. I think, though, it's because my medication changes, though, I'm guessing.
Right.
But then, so he thought it was diabetes, and then, like, he texted his doctor friend, and he's like, doctor, I'm about to go check into the ER because I'm super worried and no one's here to watch me. And the guy's like, nah, you'll be fine. Like, just, like, you know, text your real doctor in the morning, and the real doctor, whatever. He got in, and it was, he has vertigo in his left ear.
Oh.
And so now he has to do special exercises, and he says he can't do his regular workout routine for a few months until he gets it under control. But basically, he has it under control, and he's starting to eat healthy again, which is a separate issue. But
right,
and I was like, cool story, Gramps. Yeah. I just came up 100 G's from the Winklevoss rock stars.
You didn't come up. Also, like, you're talking about retiring. This is money that you lost.
Right,
like you were just about to eat 100 G's.
It wasn't lost. It wasn't 100 G's.
No, it was just
300 G's.
40 G's.
But I count it as lost money. So all of a sudden, I'm getting a windfall. Do we have to pay windfall taxes on it, or do we play long term gains on it, or nothing?
Oh,
if we hold, if we get it back and we hold, or do we?
If you get it back and you hold, you don't pay. You're not going to pay anything.
You sure? Yeah. It's not being like...
Well, because, I mean, you didn't declare it as losses before.
Right, but... Okay, certified accountant.
Right.
Camino.
I mean, I'm not. I mean, we probably should... Not. We should have certified. We should have...
Stop.
Not certified. We should have...
Claimed as losses.
Claimed it as losses, and we didn't.
Well, don't speak for me, because... I'm going to cut this out. I don't like talking tax stuff on the podcast.
Okay, all right. Well, actually...
Actually, no, it's too late.
What do you mean?
It's too late.
No, it's a perfect segue.
I'm cutting out. To what?
Talking about taxes.
Taxes.
Like,
let's get into taxes.
Who does your... Well, it doesn't matter.
You?
But okay.
H&R? I go down
a letter,
to the...
A letter from the IRS came into the
store.
There's
like a guy dressed as the Statue of Liberty on the street, and I hand him my paperwork.
Right. Letter came in from the IRS.
Yeah.
Addressed to Josh Young.
Who's that? Fake Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
Right, that's me.
Oh, wait, should we cut his...
I don't care. I'm fine with you saying his full name.
Yeah, so am I.
Doesn't affect me at all.
Okay. Yeah, but we could... and I opened it.
Right. And for years, I've been asking you to respect my privacy, respect my boundaries, open my mail.
Well... Huh? Why do you think you... Why do you get your mail to...
How do you even argue with that? That was like the most...
Right.
Okay, well, for years...
That's what I'm wondering.
Stop sliding your microphone and talk. Either slide or talk. Hold on. Don't do both at the same time.
I was moving towards it while I was sliding.
Doesn't matter.
All right, I guess there's nothing in front
of me
to talk about.
Oh,
no, this is
so you admit
crazy.
You're wrong.
No, I just don't understand what is so, like... Like, you just sent the most serious text.
What's a serious text?
I'm fine with you reading it.
You're fine with me reading
it?
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, you have, I guess I didn't think, it's been a while that I guess I've done that. and you've asked me about it because I wasn't thinking
probably like two years.
It was I wasn't thinking that you
was
asked
a good
me.
Run.
Yeah.
But I'm just worried. I mean, I am when it comes to this stuff, slightly more responsible and in the know.
What stuff?
Just like taxes and
do you agree that Sam is more responsible, better than you? And
I mean, considering the way the federal government spends their taxes, being like pro-paying taxes is very irresponsible.
I'm not, that's not talking about being pro-paying taxes.
Are you anti-paying taxes?
No.
What's your stance on paying taxes?
Yeah.
Pro or anti?
Can it be neutral?
No.
I guess, stand for nothing.
Because you're either paying them or you're not. There's no middle ground.
Oh,
to.
And you're not paying your taxes?
I'm not saying that. This is about you right now.
So
you're the one who brought this up.
So you're pro taxes?
No, I'm very anti.
But you pay them?
No, that's why I got that letter.
I pay them, but I write a handwritten note like, this is fucking bullshit. You guys are terrorists.
I guess, like, don't get your fucking mail sent
to the buff.
If you don't want, don't get your personal mail sent to work.
No, this
just respect other people's boundaries. That's it.
But what's the boundary? I'm trying to.
Are you saying you have some sort of like addiction to opening mail?
No, I'm not.
So then why
can't
he send it here?
We're not family.
I don't consider me family.
No. You know when bosses say it's like family, it's the worst thing in the world.
We don't have a boss.
I believe we had like a falling out a couple of years ago.
Me and you?
The three of us. Well, not like the two of you with each other, but me with the two of you.
That made us, that once we were family and now we're not?
I mean, by blood I'm family, Max, but I don't, say you guys are my bosses, but like over the past couple of years I've grown like cool with you guys.
Wait, I'm
because you open his mail and we're mean to him at work.
No, because the first six years you've grown cool, as in chilling effect.
Like not cool like yo, we're cool. Like you've cooled off on us as friends.
No, like so I would say the friendship is healing. Yeah, the friendship is healing because you know that was a big rift and I almost like quit over this. The store and just like stop talking to you guys. Remember, unless you guys had like a major attitude change towards me. You remember this? There's a whole phone call about this.
Do you remember this?
Of course.
You don't remember this?
No, I do remember. I do remember. I guess I wouldn't have characterized it as like a personal falling out. Like I know what
might
you're
not have made myself clear because like it was a very much about how you guys were like treating me as a person, both in and outside the store.
Okay.
And since then, I just haven't considered you guys to be my friend because I wouldn't consider, not imagine friends would treat people, each other like that. Like it was just like, it was awful. Like, and my self-esteem was shattered because of the way you guys treated me. And since then I've been like trying to work on my self-esteem and I've noticed like shifting you guys' attitude towards how you treat me. And I do appreciate it, but I wouldn't say we're at the point where I consider you guys my friends yet. I'd say we've gotten like cool with each other.
Oh.
But I feel like friends is just too strong of a word to use.
Well, that's why I said family. Because I think
family is stronger than friends.
Well, in a way, well, because that's the thing. Like maybe we wouldn't.
Like you could leave your job, but you can't leave family, he's saying.
No, I'm saying like family.
No, he's not saying that.
Like there is, we have a closeness and a bond that goes beyond friendship because you don't have to like your family or love your family. They just are that. And like, I would do things. I mean, I didn't realize it was this serious a conversation.
Nothing.
Like I would do things for you that because we're family, not because I like you. I do like you.
You happen to
I did,
like
that
him,
wasn't
but...
in question. No. But like just I don't know. I was just concerned. I saw the letter. I just wanted to make sure it didn't fly under the radar. Your W-2 was sitting here for weeks before you took it.
Is that true?
Know?
Was it?
Yeah.
It was sitting on my desk. Like
Yeah.
I sincerely didn't know.
Right,
but what you could do is just say, "Hey, this letter came for you." Just
right,
ask about it or say something.
You're right.
Instead of just digging around.
You're right. That is right.
But you're still I guess, if you don't want me to open your mail, don't have it sent here?
No, no. But that's part of, or I'm just saying, like part of the...
That can't be a perk of working here, that you can have your mail sent here?
It can be, absolutely. I mean, I don't think, if you weren't family, I don't think you would be having your personal mail sent here. Like, I don't think a regular hourly employee that wasn't our friend or family would have their mail sent here. Like, so it's not like...
You wouldn't allow them, or they wouldn't want to do that?
I don't think they would want to do that.
Why?
Because it's like, I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Well, in New Haven, it's hard to get your mail at home safely.
That's not true.
Well, like, there's pirates and all that stuff.
Right, yeah. So no, if I have a package, no? I can't...
That's not true. Well, getting a package sent here is a little different than getting
but
your
like regular mail.
Mail
that's not an unusual thing. I feel like people do that, especially if you're like someone who moves frequently, but you keep your job. You've had your job longer than
nobody
your
does that. That's
literally
that's
nobody.
It's not a normal thing, or like you feel like people do that. No, that's like a retail store to have your mail sent. Like this is not a normal work environment, I guess, period, you know, like, right. So that's why it's not so abnormal to have your mail sent here, but that's not it's normal.
You're trying
to
turn his argument of mail fraud on its head to say, no, you're the weirdo for having mail sent here, not me. I'm not a weirdo for opening your mail, even though you keep on asking me not to. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
No, it is weird. I guess I just...
I think it's like a mutual discretion thing. Like, he's saying we're both wrong here. Like,
he's
admitting he's wrong for opening the mail, and I'm wrong
for... That is true, right. There is no...
I haven't heard him admit that.
There is no arguing against me being wrong, I guess. I guess.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll continue.
I just want to say I'm really proud of you to be able to have this conversation and be so mature and not fly off the handle, because I've seen you like pushed into a corner before where you're so wrong in an argument and you go fucking berserk. So this is just
to go fucking berserk on you.
Who? Me? I'm the neutral party here. I'm saying I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm proud of you, and you're gonna go berserk on me? Maybe you do have problems, dude.
Did you see Dune 2?
No. Why would I?
It's like a big event. Everybody's loving it.
It's for kids. No. I don't go see Disney movies.
It's not a Disney movie.
I mean, it's a live action.
You didn't like Dune 1?
No, I fell asleep through the whole thing. I couldn't keep my eyes open.
People really like it.
Yeah, people really like a lot of things. People like opening up other people's mail. Doesn't mean I have to like that, too.
You like when I open your mail. In fact, you put your mail in front of me to open. You refuse to open your own mail.
Yeah, but that's me. I'm not fake Mad Dog. You have to realize there's a difference between authentic and fake Mad Dog, right? And
people have different boundaries. I mean,
right. I just think it is
like you're fine having no curtain in your bathroom over the window and just let everyone see in.
That's true, but nobody can see in. Like, you have this thing.
This is unbelievable.
You have this thing. Like, what? Let's talk about, you got this frosted glass spray.
So you want to move off from your wrong
but
Josh.
We can take, like, a small...
Okay, fine. As long as we come back to it.
Frosted glass spray.
Yeah.
To put on your windows because you want the light coming in.
Right.
You don't want your shades down. You don't want curtains.
So it's a perfect compromise.
But you can't... But you're on the third floor. Like, nobody can see into those windows. Like, and what was your reasoning? You just, the idea that you could make eye contact with someone while being in your apartment?
Yeah, I don't feel private standing, like, naked or in my boxers in front of a window. I just want to feel comfortable in my own apartment.
But you know nobody can see through those front windows.
Why? Because they're shaded, or?
No, because they're just, like, at an angle that nobody can see in there. There's not like a window like directly across the street or the alleyway or something.
Well, there are definitely windows right across the street.
No.
What do you mean no?
Not that face that.
What are you talking
about? Your third floor windows.
All right. I could tell you're in a mood, so.
No, it's not about a freaking mood.
Look, Okay.
You guys
you have to win every argument. Things. You have to
you guys
win every...
Like, this is like, I'm on a podcast with two DBs. It's like two DBs in
what
the
is that supposed to mean?
That, you, that
we're
like,
brave heroes?
No, that you're like private, that privacy is like your number one
That's what
virtue.
You think of when you think DB? I think proud hero.
He doesn't share his location with us. Well, I share my location
I
with
imagine
all, my best,
something
all
happened
my best friends. I share my location.
Sexually
with.
Related?
That's why Josh and I don't share our locations because we're not friends.
Well, also he has an Android and yours is a Dell.
I just think it's like a little weird. I'm just looking out over here. You know? I'm just looking out for you.
Is there something Sam could all. Give like, you that is, you would what? Keep on giving him the pleasure of, to open your mail, like a trade?
It's not,
he gets the pleasure of opening your mail,
no,
and
no,
then
I don't,
in return you
care.
Get
I won't. I it, it
$1,500.
I honestly didn't. It didn't occur to me that like this was something that has happened before because it hasn't happened in so long, and obviously it has. And I guess.
But why is your default to open mail?
Because I want it, because at work there, because this is a serious letter from a serious party.
Could have been a joke letter from the IRS.
No. What, like a glitter bomb?
There yeah. were a lot of stickers on it.
And so when I see it, I just want to make sure that it's being addressed properly.
It had the wrong address on it?
No. I want to make sure the issue is being addressed, whatever that may be. And it's most likely nothing. But if it's a serious issue, I also can help with that kind of stuff because I deal with that stuff and I have all
help only works when people reach out and ask for help. Like forcing your help on someone usually doesn't work out.
You're right.
Josh doesn't even consider you guys friends.
All right, let me just read the text though, because it's just so serious when it doesn't have to be.
He's a serious man.
Josh says, "Who opened my mail to in a group chat with the two of us, with the three of us?" I said, "I did. I saw it was from the IRS and I just wanted to make sure everything was okay!" Exclamation point. Mark.
So you were yelling.
No, I was just being enthusiastic.
I just like, want to make Josh hey, took just, it as I just want to make sure everything was okay.
No, I'm just saying, hey, just want to make sure everything was okay. So it's from the IRS.
Oh, he's so chill.
Josh says, "I appreciate the concern." Now I'll do it in the tone that I'm reading it that Josh said it in. "I appreciate the concern, but I've asked you multiple times to respect my privacy. Regardless of your motivations, please stop going through my mail."
Okay.
That is the tone I intended.
Well.
I mean, that is the only thing.
To be honest, I was incredibly frustrated and I wanted to say a lot of
wow. Well, then that was really, I mean, that was a beautifully worded, perfectly
right. When I read
polite.
It, I took right. it as, this is a serious text, but he worded it perfectly, like right. the Gemini letter.
I right. just got to work. And I didn't want to start my day angry. So
and like, then I said, okay.
Oh, but you just said okay? Or?
I just said okay.
With the lowercase
well,
O.
Because I did it from my computer.
Oh, I took it as
no.
You were talking was, shit.
No, that is funny because the other ones didn't have
right.
lowercase.
I
openings.
Took it as.
But from my computer, for some reason,
when
I want to
piss you off, I do lowercase OK.
Right.
And
well,
that's
you
what
just
did
do
him.
K okay. when you want to piss
even
me off.
Even more disrespectful.
Right, I feel like K is for pissing off, but lowercase is more like humbled. Okay.
Right. I was humbled. I was humbled in that moment. No. The formatting was not any, it didn't mean anything. It was just because it was from my computer and I just sent it off quickly. Because I was at the front of the store, whatever. I didn't mean to send you into a blind rage that would elicit such right. a text message.
Well,
I just think it's weird. I guess like it's obviously not weird and it is not wrong for you to ask me not to open the mail. And now we're talking about this way too long, but I guess I do think it's weird in the context of us. Just
employer like, employee.
It's not employer employee. It is employer employee.
Imagine
and
what kind of lawsuit you could have on your hand if you wanted a boss right, but, open up their employee's mail. He has you by the balls, dude, and you can't even say
no,
you're sorry.
No, let Sammy talk. Like
no. I just
so I want to get like his perspective on this.
His perspective is that he's a dumb retard.
No,
that's not why he's saying no. You, I want you to just say, not jokingly, what you think my perspective is
on okay. what
on this
crypto.
No, on the mail.
on the
on this letter on specifically?
I think I see both your sides, but all jokes aside, I would probably, if this was a first time offense, lean more towards your side. But also, he has asked you at least once, if not more, in the past, not to do that.
Right.
But even with that, I think opening up the IRS letter is not such a big deal. Of course, it's his mail, so it's not for me to say. But and then also, I didn't realize this whole he's trying to doesn't consider us family and friends and whatever that stuff was. So I guess it's more of like a respect thing. It's like, we're not friends. Why are you opening up my fucking mail?
Right, right. Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
But at the same time, I think you're completely in the wrong, Sammy.
What? No, this is so ridiculous. Like, we used to live together. You don't... What?
That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, so you're his boss and landlord, and then you don't expect
I'm not
him
his
to...
Landlord. What do you mean? What you're are you talking about?
You used to live together.
Yeah, we used to live together.
Your boss is landlord.
We rented.
Right. And you always side with Leanna.
And I just know... That, like, having lived together, I know you don't put sheets on your mattress.
Yes, I do.
So
you think I'm, like, the exact same person I was all those years ago?
I don't know.
You're the
I
one who's changed, Sammy.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't
know.
Wow.
It's been a while since, like, we've
and
done anything.
And you just assume.
Like,
you know what happens when you assume, right?
So, no, that is really... So, but to me...
Oh, to you. Well, what about other people's feelings?
Never mind.
No, let Sammy talk.
No, let him talk. Let him talk all he wants.
No, I don't.
Like,
I understand. It's not as
fuck you, dude.
No, it's not as fun a topic as I thought.
But it's compelling.
Yeah, I didn't realize that there were real serious feelings about it.
Well, I would say you're more wrong on this one than the whole McDonald's fiasco last week, in my opinion.
Sure.
You can just call me Max. Sir is unnecessary.
Don't.
On pod, at least. Off pod, sure.
This topic did have a lot of substance, though.
Yeah.
And that's
what
DB always wanted in a podcast.
That's right.
And the one time he's not here.
Right, substance. I don't think this is the kind of substance he's looking for.
No, probably not.
He's looking for data dumps.
Right.
So what's the alien update, Josh?
So I just watched this movie that I think was about aliens.
What movie?
Vivarium or something? Hold on.
Vivarium.
Haven't heard of it.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, Vivarium.
Are you looking at your Letterboxd?
No, because I saw an ad for it on Instagram, and I took a picture of it so I could remember to look it up later. So I was looking at my...
And then you watched it.
Yeah, Vivarium.
Do you know what Letterboxd is?
No.
It's an app where you track the movies that you've watched. And you can
it is? I thought Letterboxd was the DVDs you get from the grocery store.
That's Redbox.
Oh. I thought they merged.
That would be smart, actually, for them. They're in the same business, ostensibly.
Yeah, they could call themselves like Red Letter Media or something.
The two funniest things you've ever done, Sammy.
Yeah.
Number one was when we were going to Best Buy every day to figure out our TV situation.
Yeah.
And then we had this girl helping us, and you were like laying it on her so thick and being so funny. And then in the middle of it, you do a deep yawn and stretch where you like... yawned so big that you like basically touched your toes with your hands and brought it all the way back up, hands above your head, huge yawn in the middle of like hitting on this poor girl. She was loving it. It was so funny.
Yeah.
And I'm just standing there on the side cracking up. It was so goddamn funny. I mean, a lot of funny things happened that 3 week span. We were going to Best Buy every day.
Right.
I remember you told these two dudes who work there that you have a tree house with the OLED TV in it and stuff like that. And the second funniest thing was when you met, I wasn't there, but you told me about it, you met the A to Z lyrics guy.
Yeah.
Or the, and you're like, oh, I'm
no,
more
I
of
met
a,
the genius guy.
You met the genius lyrics guy, and you're like, oh, I'm more of an A to Z lyrics guy, which is like the only other competitor to them.
Right.
So funny. Josh doesn't like that joke, though.
Thank you.
I guess I had to be there.
Well no, you didn't.
Yeah, I wasn't there. Were you around for the Dead Bird days or whatever when that other vape shop had a bluebird knockoff, but the bird was upside down, had the eyes X'd out like it was dead.
I was, yeah.
Mockingbird.
Mockingbird. They were mocking us. And Sammy wanted me to apologize to that guy.
For what?
What? I did?
Well, I will say in the end, he was harboring a pedophile.
What?
So we won. Well, to be honest, the kid was like one day into being 18 years old, right, but he looked like he was 13, and then he was dating a girl who was like 17 and three quarters, but the dad like hated him or whatever. So the dad's like, this kid's been fucking my underage daughter. And yeah, he got in trouble for it.
Damn.
So yeah, at least we've never been caught for that type of thing.
He also had the polyamorous guy working for him for a second.
And if you go online and Google him, at least back then, there's all these reviews. I forget whatever review website it is where you just complain about any business where he was selling like lights to grow weed.
Yeah.
But there was, it's just filled with complaints of customers paying and never getting their lights.
Oh, wow.
It's just like 1,000 pages of that. And then he opened the vape store. And apparently he was like super Christian, but he was like...
Yeah, he was super Christian.
Which
super
I never understood.
One time he said, oh, I didn't realize you were Jewish. I didn't see that your hook nose.
And you wanted me to apologize to this guy.
That's what he said to me, though.
Remember that time Jim Lyons, RIP, got into a fight with the... or was it right? I think it was both of them got into the fight. Remember that parking lot Nazi who used to run it?
Yeah,
he was like an old Packy or something.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And he was just like, he had
was
no
so chill.
No, I liked him, but like to anyone, he's like, this lot is his baby.
Right,
and like, you disrespect it for one second,
my
he's
going
to end you.
Yeah.
And Ray and Jim Lyons both got in racial altercation with him. And one time, Jim Lyons was like, go back to your country. And like Jim Lyons is, you know, like 25, and this dude's like at least 50, if not 60, 70.
Right.
And the guy's like, I've been in America longer than you've been alive.
Right.
And I think Jim was so impressed by that comeback that he was like, all right, this guy's my boy. And then he drove off a bridge because he felt so guilty. I'm not sure.
He is dead now.
He is dead.
Not the parking lot guy, the punk.
Well, we don't know the parking lot guy's alive because he got fired.
Well,
what did he get fired for?
No, he didn't get fired. The lot just turned over management and ownership, and they turned it into like a non, like they just made.
But
it
they kept
on,
him on when it first
on
got
app.
Bought out. But then that guy was always called. I think the whole time he worked there, they were always like, "Dude, you got to fucking chill. We keep on getting complaints."
Right.
And he's like, "I'm just doing my job." And then eventually, they're like, all right, dude.
That guy was so chill. I love him.
He was chill to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder what they did with the gazebo.
Right.
Like, did they put it somewhere, or did they just take it apart and throw it away?
It was like made out of twigs, I'm sure. Yeah, went right into the dumpster.
It's a shame.
You remember that guy?
No, because I don't drive, so I never... I've heard many stories about him.
Oh, right. Okay.
But I never had to interact with him.
Huh.
Like, I would show up to work, and he would just instantly march up to my car. Like, you know, it's the crack of 10:59 in the morning. I gotta get to work. And he just is at my car window before I have time to even go into park.
I think we used to open at 10, actually.
And he's like, crack at 9:59. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? And he's like, if a customer of yours parks in my lot, even for 1 minute, I'm going to have it towed. I told you this before. I'm like, okay, like, I don't think you could get a tow truck here in 1 minute. So, like, could we be more reasonable? Or, like, plus I can't control what people do. And he's like, I have a way to get a toad in 1 minute. He didn't say that, but he has been in this country longer than you've been alive.
Right. I mean, that is so fucked up to say that to someone. I'm glad that kid OD'd and died.
You're
drove
glad
off
that
a
child
bridge.
Died?
Wait, what happened? He nodded out in the
I think
in
that's
truck?
What's speculated, but the only facts we know is that he drove off a bridge, but and he was doing dope at the time, so what are the likely odds that... I mean, sometimes people just drive off bridges accidentally. Pasco way on the Kennedys. What's up?
No, but
called?
It was barely a bridge. It's not like he. It's not like the impact killed him. Like he, like it was like a.
It was like in Succession when he drives the bellboy or whatever off the bridge.
Yeah, but like even less than that, I think.
Less
like
than that? It can't be less than that driving off a bridge. That would happen in Succession.
Yes. No. Because it's like. It's like on Grand Avenue, like
Chappaquiddick.
Yeah, that's a thing. You guys watch Jon Stewart on The Daily Show?
No, he's back.
He's back four weeks deep.
What are the highlights?
He cried about his dead dog.
Does he still do the moment of Zen?
Yeah.
Wait, he left HBO or he has both?
He was on Apple and yeah, they
That's why I never could find it. Right. That's probably why it got canceled.
It was not a success. No, it didn't actually get canceled. It got canceled because of like creative differences because he wanted to do an episode about China and one about AI, and Apple didn't want him doing those episodes.
But what, Comedy Central's letting him do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different show. It's The Daily Show. He's not doing episodes like he was doing on...
It's pretty similar.
The Apple TV Plus was like was more of like a Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, but even less... Like
pretty
that,
similar.
I think Last Week Tonight with John Oliver is between The Daily Show and what Jon Stewart was doing on Apple TV, where it's just like a deep dive into one issue. It's like it's not super topical. It is topical, obviously, but it's not like topical. It's not like the news of the day.
He won't shut up about 9/11 victims.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it, but I keep seeing it on YouTube. The new John Oliver, it's like pig scams or something. Pork scams? You know what I'm talking? Did you watch it?
Yes.
What is it?
Oh, it's, right, it's,
pork scams. And I was like, Josh is definitely involved
in
this.
It's a pig skewer. No, it's the scam where they text you, you know.
Text you what?
It's the scam that you love where you always text them back about Taiwan. Like, when somebody texts you... out of the blue, like it's like the scam that starts.
Oh,
like,
and that's called porking.
Hey, Lisa. Like,
they're not actually talking about pork.
Yes, it's not about pork.
I've never heard that phrase before.
It's
porkies. I think it comes from porkies.
Wait, so it's called pork butchering or something like
that. Yeah, it's like pork butchering.
How does the scam work? So they text you out of the blue.
They text you out of the blue, like, hey, Lisa, like, nice meeting
and
you
you're
at
not,
spin
I'm not
class.
Fucking Lisa.
You know,
my
like,
name is Julie.
Right, and then. Right, and then you say, like, and then the people who are fall for it, I mean, you know, anyone can
like,
you
I'm not
text
Lisa.
Back
I was
like,
oh, I'm
oh,
so
like,
sorry.
I think you have the wrong number. Like, and they're like, oh, sorry. Like silly me, you know, let's be friends anyway.
Here's a picture of me.
Same thing.
Like, here's a picture of me. Like, I'm a cute Chinese girl. Like, let's be friends.
It's like, great. Where can I send the money to, friend?
And then, no, but the way it works is, like, it's months. What's that noise?
Oh, playing with a plastic thing.
Oh, okay.
I got it. One time we were trying to do a podcast with Sam Roberts, and I'm like, turn your head when you vape and, like, stop
He's
fiddling
dead now
with your
too.
Keys. Yeah. And he just kept on banging his gigantic keychain on the table over and over again. So it's just like all the mics picking up this clanking metal. And I'm like, I hate you.
I was in Atlanta last weekend, which is where gay dead Sam Roberts
was from.
Did
you stop by his parents' house? I'm sure they would love to see you.
No, but I drove around Buckhead, which is like the nice neighborhood in Atlanta, which is where he was from. And honestly, it's like nicer than Beverly Hills. It's insane, the houses. They're crazy.
I hate
anyway,
poor people.
So they just get you like talking and you just become friendly. And then after like a few weeks or a few months, you're like, they're like, hey, check out all this money. I'm like, get all this crypto, all this money I'm making in crypto. And then they're like, but they still don't ask you to like send them money or anything. And then the way like the really sophisticated ones, it's like they've set up like dummy crypto exchanges. So like they're still not asking you to send them money. They're just like, hey, like look at like I'm making these moves and I'm making this amount of money. Like you should do it. Like I'll show you how. Like go to this, you know, download this app. You know, they're like super legit apps like in the app store and then like put your money in and, you know, buy this and that and like you'll make money and then it looks like you're making a lot of money and then if you try and withdraw it, it's like, oh, there's no, you can't.
Property
is
CCP.
Wow.
Right.
But all of these people, these pork butchers or whatever, I've never heard that phrase before.
I hadn't heard it.
They're all like from China. They're Chinese scammers. So you're supposed to hit them with like, oh, free Taiwan, right, new friend? And they can't like talk, you know?
Right. But except that, but also a lot of...
The second I bring up Taiwan, they never respond.
Right.
Well, even if I'm in a full-blown convo or start out immediately.
Well, most of these people, though, are like slaves being held in like concentration camps.
That's propaganda.
No.
The only slaves left in the world are in the U.S. prisons.
I mean, that too.
Place themselves as a slave.
No, they are like human trafficking these people from like India and like Indonesia and so China.
You're making
it
sound like we should
place.
Give them money then.
And they're like, no, we shouldn't give them money because they're not seeing any of the money. But they're like literally, like in some
it's
cases,
gonna trickle down.
Being like, they're in some cases,
Chappaquiddick.
Trickle down, Chappaquiddick.
That's where I went to college, New Haven, Chappaquiddick.
That's.
What's it called in New Haven? Quinnipiac.
Gateway? Oh, right.
I went to Gateway. I have a double master's from Gateway and Chappaquiddick.
Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac.
In some cases they're being like brutally beaten and starved and stuff. And they're just like, and they just have to be on, they're just doing these scams. Like these people, these like Chinese people and whatever, they're like on these, they have to be on the phone for like, 18 hours a day.
A lot of people would kill for a job to be on their phone all day. Like, a lot of this is just propaganda, you know? Oh, these poor people have to be on Facebook all day. Like, that's the dream job. That's what people are doing at work, trying not to get caught.
I guess that's...
Like,
that's good, I
agree China is our enemy, but, like, when you say everything they do is wrong, it makes
you
look
dumb. No,
that's
not what I'm saying.
So you're pro CCP?
That's the Chinese Communist Party? Yeah,
got
I'm pro.
Quick.
Like, I don't understand.
You're pro?
Is
I'm
Hong
pro Taiwan.
Kong a different place than China?
Yeah, whoa.
It
whoa,
is, and Taiwan whoa, is also different.
Oh, yeah.
Why? They should all just be China, I think.
Well, that's what China thinks. And that's like Russia, Ukraine. That's what Russia
like,
thinks.
Make New Haven China, you
so
know?
You're
make,
saying
make
that
Connecticut,
Ukraine should be Russia.
Make Connecticut China.
That
is fine.
Kessler Zero guy who said DB is super far right.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, so because he was just hitting me with every classic stupid MAGA viewpoint, you know,
right,
where like I want to argue politically with someone who like is far right but has like unique views
sure.
and not just like what the news says. So then I'm like, all right, like it came out of nowhere, but I was like, all right, what do you think about Ukraine, Russia? And he's like, well, let's say Texas seceded and then the U.S. invaded it to take Texas back. What would you think of that? Because that's basically the same thing.
That's insane.
And I'm like,
holy shit.
I'm like, yeah, boy. I'm like, you're DB's boy, right? He's like, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, okay, I want to double clear. Yeah, make New Haven China.
Let's get one more hot take. Josh, Israel, Palestine.
Mongolia.
Wow.
Name one bad thing about Mongolia.
They have shitty wall.
That wasn't their wall.
In South Park, what do they do with Mongolia?
The Mongolians tear down the walls so that people stop isolating themselves and they're more open to outsiders. They fight xenophobia.
I'm pro that.
I did a report on Mongolia when I was in second grade, I think.
You find anything bad about it?
No, nothing.
So if Mongolia took over the world, we'd all be in a better place.
Wow.
I did a report on Slobodan Milosevic doing ethnic cleansing in, I forget what weird country.
One of the Balkan countries?
I don't know what
that
is.
I'm assuming by that name.
But every once in a while you hear a Slobodan drop, name drop.
Yeah, that's true.
Ethnic cleansing
in Yugoslavia? Czech Republic?
But I think you're close.
Or Bosnia?
No, it's Yugoslavia. Or maybe it was, I don't remember Bosnia, but
so
Yugoslavia.
I was right.
I'm sorry.
That was the first thing I said.
No, first thing you said was Canada, which was
no,
dumb as
that's
fuck.
Not, yeah, I'm the only one who went to college here.
Oh, there he goes again. I went to university. No, I said I have double master's
yeah,
from...
Yeah, but you were lying. And everyone could tell.
Not everyone.
Idiot.
There were a few people who believed me.
You don't even watch Jon Stewart on The Daily Show.
God.
All right.
Okay, what? Anyone want to say anything? DB, you want to say something? Last chance. Oh, DB, I'm cutting that out. That's disgusting and hurtful. Say goodnight, Josh.
Goodnight, Josh.
Fuck.
What, just a spicy meatball?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. That's a spicy meatball!